Recorded Books presents The Chaperone by M. Hendricks, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. Embrace purity. Navigate the world with care. Respect your chaperone. Part 1. Chapter 1. I hear it while I'm in my room, getting ready for Sunday visitation. A thump so loud it sounds like a piece of furniture falling to the floor. Did it come from the other side of my bedroom wall? Sister Helen's room is on the other side of that wall, in the annex. But if the thump came from, that would mean... I put my ear to the wall at the same time that my hand goes to the base of my neck. I'm still clutching my throat when a door slams so hard it shakes the windows. I drop my hand and dart for the hallway. Chapter 2. My mother comes out of her bedroom the same time I do. We meet on the landing above the marble staircase. I'm greeted by the smell of her vetiver perfume. She holds out her hands like she's stopping traffic. I have no choice but to wait. Everything about Mom is impeccable. Take away the fluffy white slippers and she could be in an ad on the Freedom Channel. Her makeup is perfectly applied, highlighting her full lips and high cheekbones, and her golden brown hair falls across her gray-blue eyes in the exact same way mine does when I follow her instructions. People always say we look like sisters, but I don't see it.
Did you hear that?
I ask Mom.
Stella, why aren't you dressed? Levi will be here any minute.
In Mom's eyes, my V-neck and leggings seem messy, unkempt.
And you really should take off that necklace. It draws too much attention to your...
She doesn't finish, but I know what she means. Embrace purity. Of course, visitation is all Mom cares about. All she cares about are appearances.
Mom!
I don't hide the impatience in my voice.
Did you hear it?
She nods, an almost imperceptible nod, at the same time Shay steps out of her bedroom door, looking at us with fear in her eyes. Even at the age of 7, she's thinking the same thing I am.
Is someone in the house? Have they come for us?
We live in a constant state of paranoia.
What was that?
Shay says in her I'm scared voice. I should be braver than Shay, but I'm scared too. I'm scared all the time, because every week another girl goes missing.
Go back in your room,
Mom instructs Shay in a voice colder than necessary. I put my hand on Shay's shoulder, as tiny as a doll's.
It'll be okay. The truth is, I'm not certain it will be.
Mom wags a finger at Shay.
And lock the door.
Shay must be more frightened than normal because she doesn't argue. She steps back and turns the lock when her door clicks shut. Mom turns to me.
Where's your father?
In the garage? That's where Dad hides when he's not at work. Mom shakes her head in frustration, a common response when Dad comes up.
We should see if... Stella, I'm sure everything is fine. Your father will check when he gets back.
Even though everything in me is telling me not to wait, she's right. Dad is the only one with a gun. A Glock 9mm. It's on his hip at all times. Women aren't allowed to carry firearms. It's the job of the men to protect us.
Navigate the world with care.
I look her right in the eye.
Mom, please.
That's when we hear the scream. It's the kind of scream you hear in movies from old America. The ones about a serial killer taking out teenagers. Before it's all over, every single girl ends up dead. And that scream definitely sounded female.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?